You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and today we're joined by Yarrabah-based public health coordinator Renee Grosso, who's world first in healthy hygiene habits education programs combating rheumatic heart disease, RHD, are changing Indigenous communities for generations to come. Thank you for sharing with us today, Renee.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. As you've just mentioned, Nari, my name is Renee Grosso. I live and work here in Yarrabah, the traditional country of the Gingangi people, and a place that we call Paradise by the Sea. I'm the local public health coordinator here at our local health service, Girini Yakamala, and I work very closely with our community and develop, implement and sustain innovative, fun and strength-focused health programs, which leverage off the beauty and the strengths that we have here in community, with the aim of bringing about positive health outcomes for our mob.
You work in combating rheumatic heart disease, RHD. What is that and how can we identify that in our young ones?
Okay, so rheumatic heart disease, RHD, stems from acute rheumatic fever, which is an infection that starts from a really common germ called group A strep. Now, this germ, this bacteria, causes skin sores and sore throats. Some people can have an autoimmune response to that bacteria, to this germ. Now, that autoimmune response can cause inflammation of the heart valves and joints, and this is what we call acute rheumatic fever. Now, it's through the repeated episodes of acute rheumatic fever that permanent damage occurs to the heart, and this is what we call rheumatic heart disease, RHD. Over time, that damage can actually be so severe that the person may require open heart surgery.
Does this affect kids and adults then?
Yes, yeah, it does affect children and adults. Obviously, it's like as I said at the beginning, it stems from that infection, and it progressively occurs over time if that person has that autoimmune response to that bacteria, and continues to have those infections. So yeah, it progresses over time. So it depends where about in that person's lifetime they, you know, start to suffer the negative effects of that infection.
So you're spearheading the Magoo Prevent RHD program. What is that and what are you doing in community?
Okay, so just to give a bit of context to this question. Now we know that there's very clear evidence that indicates frequent and effective washing of hands and bodies, particularly in children, can reduce the likelihood of that strep A infection. So the Magoo Prevent RHD program enables soap and related hygiene products to be brought into communities. But what I have done is develop, implement and sustain a series of programs that enable our community to gain maximum health benefits from the products that are provided. Now, this looks, firstly, this is in the form of our Yarrabah Soap Program, which enables the soap and a range of hygiene products to be distributed in a way that it is easily accessible and readily available for our community, but does not burden or put a burden on our environment. The second program that we have in this series is our Healthy Skin Heroes Program, and this is for our children. And it aims to embed healthy living practices and behaviours within the community, which increase the frequency of the product uptake by community and decrease the likelihood of getting that strep A infection. And thirdly, we have our Healthy Skin Pack program, which enables our kids to take control of preventing infection from occurring. And this is where we put our practice into action and formulate those healthy habits for hopefully a lifetime to come.
So this isn't the first time that you've brought health and education into schools and into homes with interactive programs. You talked a little bit about those just then, but why the focus in mob and communities?
So firstly, I think we could all benefit from interactive, fun and strength-based health programs, no matter what your age or where you're from. But for our high-risk communities, I think addressing health issues such as RHD through this approach is so important because it focuses on what we have, the beauty and the strengths, particularly the strengths of our collectivist cultures and what they have to offer, as opposed to what we don't have. you will find that when you run with these strengths and leverage your programs off them, it's infectious and it feels good. And when it feels good, you want to do it more, and then others want to join in with you. And when you be consistent and sustain this approach long term, we generate the energy and the motivation required for positive change for the whole of our community. And we know when we feel good, better things start to happen for us. What is really important to me for these, for our communities, are high-risk communities. You know, there is a lot going on. And when we are working in health and we're coming from the outside, we can tend to be very tunnel visioned and focused on the negative and doing things upon people. But I know from living here and being a part of community and with community, if you actually change your perspective and you actually look at what's going on and try to feel it and try to see it the best that you possibly can from the lens of your community, you really start to see there is just so much strength going on here. And, you know, if you focus on those strengths and, you know, do health messaging and health education based off those strengths, you just get such a better outcome. You know, when you like, when you feel good and you're doing something that makes you, makes you feel good, you want to do it again. And I believe deeply in the fact that, you know, if we make our programs so damn fun that you want to do it again, and our kids in our Healthy Skin Heroes program, they do this every single week. And I've run this program for years. And they're still there and they're still coming and they're practicing and they're getting those messages over and over and over again and they're sharing those messages. And then when you do that over years, you've then created, you know, you've helped support a generation of children with the knowledge that's required to play out into better health outcomes in a really, really positive way, as opposed to this common way we go about healthcare where we talk about all of the bad things that are going to happen to us if we don't do this, this and this. But I think we need to swing it around, because if you're told over and over again, you know, that bad things are going to happen to you because of this, this and this and this, and that happens repetitively, it makes you feel bad. It makes you feel depressed and it makes you feel that, you know, you're unable to do anything at all. But you change the message to a positive message and work with people's strengths. As I said in the answers before, that's what generates that really good feeling with inside the person, and that helps generate the motivation, and then people can start to help each other, feel more inclined to do those things that are required to generate better health outcomes. So that's my passion in all of this.
We love hearing the passion and how it's helping build those building blocks for a happy, longer life too. So if anyone is seeking information or looking to reach out to be part of these programs, where can they find you, or how can they get in contact?
So if you're interested in getting involved, learning more about these programs, you can reach out to me here in Yarrabah at Girini Yakamala, ask for Renee Grosso, the public health coordinator, or you can email me on reneegrosso@gyhsac.org.au.
Thank you for coming on to the show and talking to us about what you're doing in community.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That was Renee Grosso, Public Health Coordinator at Girini Yakamala Health Services, the GYHSAC, taking on healthy hygiene habits with impactful education programs. You've been listening to NITV Radio.